Greetings, Flag Branch family and friends. It is so nice of you to join me on this Fine Points Monday as we review and reflect on our coming together on yesterday. As always, I was glad to see all of our members, friends, and visitors, especially Deacon Evans, who was able to return from illness Sunday and share with us his inspiring testimony. We are still recovering and assessing the damage from a severe storm which left much of our AV ministry equipment inoperable and may have contributed to the malfunction of the AC unit in the fellowship hall. Because of the damaged fellowship hall air conditioning unit, we may have to cancel homecoming. If it has to be canceled, we will inform everyone by Friday. We only have one more Sunday to get our names in to Sister Melanie Eddy if we have a child in kindergarten to 12th grade going back to school to receive the back-to-school supplies help. We don't want anyone left out, so turn those names in as soon as possible if you have not already done so. Yesterday's message, entitled The Last Laugh, is available for replay on our website and mobile app. The message takes a closer look at how people view what is possible and impossible. The scripture text revealed that Sarah, Abraham's wife, laughed with unbelief at the possibility of having a child at their age. But God's messenger assured them that there is nothing too hard for God. And they did have a child, just as God said. People are all too quick to laugh with unbelief and judge something is impossible because they can't fathom how it can be done. Many of the things we take for granted now, a few centuries ago, people would have thought to be impossible. We do things today that people then could not even imagine. And so it is with us. Two or three centuries from now, people will be doing common things that people today not only think is impossible, but can't even imagine. In 1817, just 200 years ago, who would even imagine a common device such as a cell phone with all its capabilities? We are mere mortal men who are making what seems impossible to earlier generations possible. What should that tell us about the power and ability of an everlasting, eternal God? With our God, all things are possible, even the raising of the dead. Well, that's all for now. Remember, Mount Moriah Tuesday, Flint Ridge Wednesday, and Elizabeth Marchville Thursday. Let's pray for God's will to be done concerning homecoming and for a great blessing and move of God during revival next week. Until next time, blessings.